That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Sure is. It's that time of the show. We've got in the studio with me today for Stage Direction, as always, Alice Canton. How are you today, Alice?
So good. Sun is shining. Spring is so close. It's so close.
It's so much warmer.
It is. It's like all of a sudden overnight, as a person that sleeps naked and is also a chronic oversharer, I'm like relishing the fact that I can sleep naked without the qualms, queries or questions of why no clothes.
Bliss. Yeah. Absolute bliss. That's one reason to love spring.
Absolutely. And also my bulbs are out, so the tulips are out, and my bulbs are out, so
so many good things.
Yeah, springy.
We've also got joined in the studio with us today, Georgia May Ross, and to talk about Auckland Fringe Festival this year. How are you, Georgia?
I'm good, thank you. It's so lovely to be here.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, so Auckland Fringe, it's kicking off this month. It's epic because, sometimes people are like, what? Because Fringe is synonymous with the Wellington Fringe Festival. But no, Auckland has a Fringe. It's been running for years. It's had different iterations. It's back this September. I say it's back. It's back, but it comes back every year. Talk to us about Auckland Fringe at its heart. What even is a Fringe Festival, Georgia May? If you could sort
That's a big question. A Fringe Festival, for those who aren't aware, it's actually a worldwide sort of whānau, really. So it started in 1947 in Edinburgh, and it was a bunch of artists who got a little fed up with the gatekeeping of the Edinburgh Arts Festival, and so they decided to set up on the fringes of Edinburgh their own festival. And so that's kind of where the kaupapa of Fringe began. I think for Auckland Fringe, at the heart of it, it's like a celebration of our diverse arts landscape. So anyone who has any kind of art thing that they want to put on can. And I think that's super cool. So we have theatre, circus, we have performance art, music, all of that sort of stuff. I like to look at it like it's like this giant stir fry, and so it's all these yummy bits, and you can take your spatula and be like, oh look, there's a circus noodle and a theatre chicken, and it's all delicious, but kind of makes this beautiful meal together.
Oh, that's so gorgeous. Yeah, I was thinking a smorgasbord, or there's a bain marie full of different genres, forms, audience types. It's sort of, I imagine there's a little bit of something for everyone. This year, talk to me about what it's like to kind of program or schedule a bunch of shows during this time. So obviously, the big theatres, well, they can still be fringy, but it's not just about theatre in those conventional venues, right? So talk to us about where and how people are putting on shows this year.
Yeah, for sure. You're right. I mean, big theatres can totally be a part of it as well. And for example, I would consider Basement one of our sort of medium-sized venues, and they're one of our big partners this year as well. But we've recently, over previous years, been trying to move towards spreading it out across the city. So we've got shows in littler spaces as well this year, which is really cool. So the Rose Centre in the North Shore, and we've got the Factory Theatre out in Onehunga, and the Dolphin Theatre as well. And so I think, there's always been that central space for artists in the Fringe, especially with Basement being a huge part of our sort of whakapapa as well. But it's really cool to be able to move even further out into Tāmaki as much as we can.
And when it comes to, I guess, a venue, do you have a preference for work that's in theatre, or are there some unconventional venues currently happening? Are we talking garages or people's basements? I think about Eli Kent's show. Oh my gosh, it escapes me in the bedroom.
What was that show?
He did it to 10 people a night, and then it turned into the show that it is. Is that what we're talking about here? Have we got any bedroom shows this year?
Any bedroom shows? Not quite this year.
Damn.
I know. It's always really cool when people come to us with an alternative venue. But I'd say this year most people have got their own spaces. However, I will say that as the Fringe, we have taken over the Strand Arcade.
Oh, cool. In Queen Street.
Yeah, between Queen Street and Elliot Street. And we've turned that into a little fringy hub.
Ooh.
So people can pop in during the day, and there's lollies. And I eat them all when I'm time there. Oh. But I will try and save some for other artists as well.
Yes.
And we will be having a few little pop-up performances in there too. So the team was in there this week making it look all beautiful. And it's super cool because it's like, I don't know, I personally love stuff that's not always like, you know, traditional in terms of location or venue or things like that. So it's exciting to me that we get to do things like that.
A little bit different. And that's the other thing, isn't it? Like with things like Fringe, you think, you know, it's nice when the residue of Fringe takes the rest of the year, not just during Fringe Festival. You've got people's basements that go, oh, actually, I quite like hosting stuff here. Yeah. Maybe I'll do a little bit more of it. Talk to us about some of your hot picks or shows or experiences that you're looking forward to this year.
Are you asking me about my Fringe
your favourites?
Okay.
I was going to withhold from saying faves, but
I got faves.
A smattering of that smorgasbord. What's hot for you?
Well, I come from a very theatre-heavy background, so theatre's always going to be the thing that sort of lights up my brain.
Yes.
For me, our very first show of the Fringe, actually, on Sunday, is called The Tiny Show.
Oh.
And it was devised by Thomas and Fisher Johnson as part of Company of Giants. It's a company that is very close to my heart because that's
out.
Where I started. Yes. And I word out. It feels very selfish to be talking about this.
It's up. Not your
Fanade,
not,
yeah, yeah, Fanade, yeah, yeah.
Gorgeous.
That's where we're from. So
yeah.
Her show is so beautiful. I've seen it before. It's sort of designed for kids, but all family can enjoy it. And it is fairy tales told through a clown who tells them through like sign language.
Oh, beautiful.
So it's very friendly to like our hard of hearing audiences and things like that as well, which is something I think is missing in a lot of theatre. Like,
oh, totally.
You know, we take our hearing for granted a lot of the time. So I'm super excited to see that. I'm going to go see that one on Tuesday, I think. Yeah. Lovely. And I've seen it before, but it's one of my favourite all-time shows. So other than that, there's also a tiny little film that's actually playing at Basement in the foyer called
Ooh.
Peeping on Peter Tom,
Ooh.
Which is another interesting thing because it's a little bit different to a normal Fringe event, I guess. So you have to go and sort of like peep in on this little film and watch it. And it's like you're the only audience member because you're the only one who can see it.
Ooh,
so that's super
that.
Cool.
And that, for one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm really excited to see that too. I'll probably watch it multiple times when I'm done at Basie.
Gorgeous. Now, Basement, as you were saying before, they've always been a major venue for Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a whole program of work happening that time. And so you could actually park up at a venue, couldn't you, feasibly?
Absolutely.
A few different bits and pieces. Is that the way you do it? Like,
I mean, I guess that is the way you could do it. Like Basie has heaps of cool stuff going on. Tapac has quite a few cool things as
yes.
well. The Factory, obviously, as I mentioned before, Pitt Street. We also have like obviously our Strand Fringe Hub, and we've got the Auckland Town Hall this year as well, which has
Ooh,
a few shows too.
Tasty.
But honestly, like, yeah, it's so cool. I would just say have a look at the program, because although you could park up at a like theatre and watch all the shows there, there's also things on other days or things on during the day. Like, I would challenge people to go to multiple shows a day if they want to.
And I think there's a thing with something like Fringe. It's not about going necessarily to the thing that you your taste. It's actually a great opportunity to see something a bit different,
oh,
to
yeah.
see something that you maybe not might not experience, to support artists that maybe sit outside of the your kind of mainstream.
Definitely.
Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I'd say take a chance or take a punt on maybe a name or a genre that you maybe not so familiar
yes.
or intimate with, because that's kind of, I still think about being in Wellington in the 2010s and seeing the gorgeous work Honey by Joseph Harper in a random I think it was like an old church or something. This is back in like 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were just like, yeah, we should go see that work, Joseph Harper. Oh, he seems kind of cool. And the imagery sticks with me still, you know, like it was so gorgeous. And actually, that's the other cool thing, is it was like, just pay on the door what you want. And you sort of nonchalantly stood at the door while people just like shoved money into like one of those pencil case folders. So I think it's the best way to experience new artists. Before we go, so how do people check out this?
Yeah, so best way to check it out is to go onto our website, which is aucklandfringe.co.nz, and we have like a little calendar, so you can look up the day that you want to go see something and what's on during that day. You can look up the genre, and you can also just like look up, hello, I want to see this very specific show.
Yes.
We are partnering with iTicket this year, so a lot of our ticket sales are through iTicket, although there are some outlying ones with other providers as well. But best way to go is to go to our website.
Yeah, perfect. Awesome. So much to see. you should just go see one thing. Even we'll just go hang out at the Hub. Look, I mean, we can't be in Edinburgh right now. In fact, Edinburgh Fringe has just wrapped up in the International Festival. I had hard out FOMO, not being able to see a bunch of work. A lot of New Zealand work over there this year as well. So to be able to have the pleasure of hosting a Fringe here in Tamaki is epic. I'm really looking forward to getting out and seeing daytime stuff because I have a baby. And look, she can come along too. She'll have to build her own discerning taste towards
She could be
theater.
A judge.
She could be a judge. She is. She judges me every day. I don't have a complex about that. Yeah. So get out, see some Fringe. So you officially kick off on Sunday.
Yeah. So Sunday is our official launch event, and there are a few events that start on that day as well. And then it runs through to the 22nd of September.
Oh, plenty of time to go and see stuff. I know I will be. Thanks so much for coming, Georgia. Really appreciate all the insight.
Yes, that was Georgia May Ross speaking to Alice Canton about Auckland Fringe Festival program. Thank you both for coming in. That was Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.